This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people actually have the week off. Maybe you're listening to my voice and you're hanging out with the relatives. I hope so. That'd be pretty cool. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. A lot of things to cheer about and a lot of things that are just absolutely horrific. A snapshot of our lives. I say that this show is about what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in my backyard. So there are follow-ups to some horrific things that have happened for sure, but there are people who are hopeful because they're gathering with relatives, whether it's close or whether it's far. Pack your patience. Airlines are talking about how it's going to be a little bit crowded when you get to the airports, especially the next couple of days. Wednesday is really a rough day, and then when you come back, so you look for a very long, long, busy week of travel, and there's kind of a mad dash for the airport on Wednesday, and then again on Sunday. I've done that dance many, many, many times in my life, and all the amazing places I got to live in my career, and traveling back to see my family was always worth it. But even when it wasn't quite as chaotic, it still was a little bit of chaos because there's just so many more people that are traveling. So we know that the Sunday after Thanksgiving is expected to be the busiest day for air travel, period. About 2.5 million people could pass through the gates. United Airlines says it's the day that's going to be the busiest since the beginning of the pandemic, with about 460,000 passengers. They say they had to add 275 flights to their schedule on Sunday to accommodate the demand. It has to feel good to have a demand, at least, because that certainly means the airlines are back. So they're bracing for 55 million that are expected to travel on Thanksgiving, you know, on that holiday. And then travel-wise, as far as the other side of traveling with your own four wheels, maybe two if you're doing the motorcycle thing, the roads will absolutely be jammed, and we know that. And you certainly know the times. We're talking about Wednesday, and we're talking about Sunday again. But it's easy to tell people that and warn them about it. But what are you supposed to do about it when you're trying to spend every moment you can possibly squeeze out of a couple of days off, paid days off, and spend them with people you want to hang out with? So, again, pack your patience. That is the key thing to do. Very sad about this next mass shooting I'm going to tell you about. It. This time in Colorado Springs. It was a club. It was called Club Q, and there were people at Club Q that were dancing into the night, and all of a sudden there was that pop, pop, pop sound, and in a matter of seconds, in fact, the police chief is saying the man with the rifle who started shooting killed five people so quickly and injured 18 others. I spent some time in Colorado Springs. It's actually a pretty cool place. A lot of military people in Colorado Springs. Less than 500,000 people live there. It's about 70 miles south of Denver. So here's the thing. The shooting took place during Transgender Awareness Week, in a place that is pretty divided because you have a lot of socially conservative and evangelical Christian organizations, and then you have the other groups of people as well in the gay community that make up that community. So it's different at this Club Q, although many people that go into it, that frequent it, are heterosexual. So bullets were flying, customers hit the floor, glasses, bottles shattered around them. I mean, I don't have to give you a massive description. You get what happened here, but very, very sad to see that. And so then it becomes a question of, wow, the whys, the whys, the whys. Why? What could this 22-year-old be thinking? He wasn't somebody who had gone to the club before. They just started the investigation. They think it has maybe a tinge of a hate crime, but they don't want to say that for sure. They're looking at social media. They're looking at other possible information that they're gathering before they make any conclusions about the motivation, because it's the motivation we want. We always want to know the why. You need to know the why. So Anderson Lee Aldrich faces 5 murder charges, 5 charges of committing a bias-motivated crime now, and the charges could change after he's released from the hospital and booked in jail. So 39 police officers, 34 firefighters, 11 ambulances all rushed to the club, and they did whatever they could. They took the shooter into custody, and the other officers took injured people into their cruisers. They got them to the hospitals as fast as, you know, they could. And the devastation was pretty clear once they started to see what, you know, what had happened inside the club. 2 bartenders were killed. There were 3 customers that were killed. Again, a very, very sad, sad, sad ending of an evening for so many people on a very chilly day in Colorado Springs. And we know this. We see it in places of worship, in malls, in schools, parades, and clubs. And there's different motivations if they can figure out the motivations and they find out the why. But there's nothing that satisfies the why. This should not happen. We know it. It's awful. So just another one of those awful crimes, but great on the response time. Thank goodness for everybody who scurried and got there as quickly as they could. That's the good part about that, that so many reached out, so many tried to help the people next to them that were laying on the floor, and a lot of lives were actually saved because of so much of that quick thinking. Speaking of lives being saved, something completely in a different direction, but something we've been talking about a lot on this show. How about this? Russia now really thinking about doing a prisoner swap with the U.S. And, you know, we're talking about Brittany Griner, and we're talking about the Marine Paul Whelan. And the Biden administration has said the two countries have been in talks, we know that, about a potential deal to bring both of them back. And, of course, what they want is they want the release of convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout in this prisoner swap. And he was awful. I mean, what he did, he was arrested in a sting op back in 2008. He was convicted in a court for supplying weapons to a terrorist organization, conspiring, excuse me, to kill Americans. And he's serving a 25-year sentence. But there is a possibility that that this is going to happen. So now there is more movement, at least. That would be good news, especially for Brittany Griner, who was a huge star in the WNBA, because she's been sent to a work camp. Stay with us.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Time to get the Christmas tree and get in the spirit. It is my favorite time of year. Since I was a kid, getting the Christmas tree was such a big deal with my mother, and we had beautiful Christmas trees. So who better to have on the show than Mark Chisholm? He's a three-time international tree climbing champion. Wow. Third-generation ISA-certified arborist with Aspen Tree Experts Company in New Jersey. He consults internationally on tree care issues and conducts training seminars for steel, so he definitely has the credibility to help us. Thanks, Mark, for coming on.
It's my pleasure, Kate.
So the big question is where, and this is big, where is the best place to buy a Christmas tree?
The first place I point people to is go support your small business. That's what I have. That's what I'm all about. I think small business does a lot of good for the community, and I like to support them. I also like the charitable lots as well, though, where you know whatever money you're putting towards your Christmas tree is going to go help someone else, like, say, a children's hospital or something to that effect.
That's great advice. How do you know what's the right tree for you? How do you pick the tree to match you?
Well, the first thing you look for is the right size tree. You know, you don't want to go too big if it won't fit in your house. I know I've been in that position before where I get it home and I thought it was the right size and it's just a little too big and I got to trim more off than I planned. But, you know, other than that, you're going to want to look at the color and the shape. You know, there's a lot of choices. Most places you go will give you a selection of different types of fir trees, maybe some pines and maybe even say a spruce or a cedar. I personally don't like spruce or cedar because they're a little prickly and they're not much fun to decorate. So I would say if you're looking for the right tree, zero in on the size, the shape, the color, and then walk right up to it and feel it and see if it feels good to the touch. And then you know you got probably the right tree.
Yeah, and the next question is obvious. I had a tree one time where the needles just all fell off. I had no idea. I didn't check for the freshness. Yeah. This is so important for me, and I'm sure a lot of people listening. How do you do that?
Best thing I could tell anyone who's listening is first look at the color. If it's yellow or brown, it's probably on its way out. But a real good trick I learned a long time ago is grab a hold of one of the branches and then pull your hand back towards you away from the tree. As you run the needles through your hand, you'll feel how much come off. If not a lot of needles fall off, it's a pretty fresh tree. You know, if they all start falling off, then you know you probably should move on to the next one.
Yeah. Then you get it home, and that's the big trick. Once it's home, how do you care for it so that you keep it fresh and that it looks good?
Well, what I do first when I bring it home is I'll go in the garage, I'll grab my battery-powered steel chainsaw, I'll make a cut about an inch or so in, and get rid of that dying material that's drying out already, because you want it to be fresh there to be able to pull water up, and then I'll put it right into the water. Once it's in the water, I know I gave it a good start, and it's not going to dry out very much. Then you want to get rid of all the loose debris, so, you know, if it's a small tree, you might be able to just pick it up and tap it down a few times, but a better bet for me is grab your leaf blower, blow around the tree a bit, get rid of the loose needles, any leaves or debris, and maybe even shake loose any spiders, insects, or even that random bit of wildlife that could have hitched a ride home with you.
Oh, boy, that's great advice. I never heard that before. And then, of course, sadly, it all comes to an end. And how do we recycle the tree properly after the holidays?
Well, don't grab it and throw it in the fireplace, because it's not really good for that. You want to get rid of it the right way. So I'll say, most places, I think the easiest is to put it by the curb. Towns pick it up. They'll recycle it into mulch and then give that mulch back to their communities to use in their yards. But two other great resources that I like to point to people to is there are places you can go and they collect the trees and they'll use them to support wildlife. Like they could submerge it in the water and let fish make habitat out of them. Or they'll put them on the dunes if you're near the shore like I am. And it'll keep erosion down and then they'll let it break down and it'll actually feed the plant material on those dunes.
Wow, I never heard of that before. That's great. So where can we go, the listeners, for more information?
Yeah, a great resource to give your listeners is tipsfortrees.com.
Tipsfortrees.com. That's easy to remember. Mark Chisholm, happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Happy holidays.
I love the whole Christmas tree thing. The White House Christmas tree. I don't care if a Republican or a Democrat's in the White House. I think the tree thing is very, very cool and very personal. So the tree did come to the White House on Monday. It is a concolor fir tree, and they put it in the blue room of the White House. It's 18.5 feet tall. Whoa. And this is from Evergreen Acres Christmas Tree Farm in a place called Auburn, Pennsylvania. So, like, the farm was the grand champion of an annual contest by the National Christmas Tree Association, and that's how all of that unfolded. So it'll stand floor to ceiling in that blue room. And they've had this, the Christmas Tree Association has had this contest since 1966. How about that? So interesting. All right, speaking of interesting, we got a couple of quick hits for you. On the happy side, the U.S. scored the first goal. Wales then did come back, so they respond. One is how it ended up, one apiece. It was the United States men's national team all about it in the first half, and they did everything they could, working pretty hard against Wales. That's a pretty decent team. And unfortunately, the scenario is then Wales ended up getting a goal. And so that, as that unfolded, a kick, basically, same thing, I guess, right? Not really, because that's how it all came down. But anyway, it's not a tragedy by any sense. They didn't lose. So that's the key thing. You don't want to lose. You want to be able to move on. So they move on. It would have been nice to get out of that and take more points, but at least they, you know, got the goal, ended up striking first, and then now they move on. They move on to England. They'll take on England on Friday. And, of course, I'm talking about the World Cup. The World Cup is it going to be huge? Are there people watching? Are you watching Go Team USA? Or are you not interested in the World Cup? Well, they've been pushing it. If you've watched any tube lately, you've seen some of the funny commercials with John Hamm. Go USA, that's what I say. So football-wise, San Francisco took it to the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, all my Arizona fans that are listening to this show. Jimmy Garoppolo was too much, 4 touchdowns. This was in Mexico City for the 4th time. The NFL plays in Mexico City. It's like the world tour. There's a mariachi famous band doing a halftime show. And unfortunately for the Cards, it was really all about the performance of the 49ers, the 17 big points they put up in the second quarter, and then coming back out of the half, scoring 14. Just a hole that the Cardinals could not get out of. It's a good time to remind you, Nail the Score comes up on our next show in our first hour, last segment. And it's the Turkey Day special because, of course, there's 3 games, NFL games, on Turkey Day. Will you be watching those or will you be watching something else, right? There is, there's a slew of things that are moving and shaking all over the place. But one of the things that I think has been pretty interesting is watching what's going on with Elon Musk and how he's imploding over the Twitterverse. He did let Donald Trump back on Twitter, who says he'd care less about being back on Twitter, but he is allowed back on. And he let the comedian Kathy Griffin back on to Twitter. But in the meantime, it's been a mass exodus. He fired 3,700 employees, and then he had 1,500 or so quit because he wanted them to basically pledge they would work nonstop or forever, for however long he deemed was necessary to be really committed to the company. So it is really crazy what's happening with this Musk meltdown. And it feels like a meltdown to me. It just keeps saying, well, what's he doing? What is he doing with this platform that was the town square essentially during the day or whenever something happened, when there was lockdowns, when there was news to announce, happy or nasty or politically speaking or anything to do with entertainment, anything period that rotates around our access here in what we call our world of content. And now suddenly, who knows if that even survives? To me, it seems shaky. It's like we're walking on a shaky bridge. Does it survive? Does it not survive? Not sure. Hey, coming up, more holiday ideas. If you have a list or you want to make a list for that special someone, get out your pens next.
So I left for the city and I didn't move back. Now living in home, living in home, living in home.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States men's soccer team is taking 1 point from Wales after its first World Cup match ends in a draw. Tim Weah scored for the Americans in the first half, but Wales tied it up late in the second half thanks to a penalty kick. The United States will play again on Friday against England. The flu is spreading fast across the United States, according to a new report from the CDC. Most of the worst respiratory illnesses remain concentrated in the southern states like Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. However, the flu is starting to ramp up in other areas such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. Experts say this type of widespread activity has not been recorded in the United States in more than a decade. Comedian Jay Leno has been released from a hospital after a 10-day stay for severe burns to his face, chest, and hands. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And once again on the show, it's about the Christmas season. Make merry this holiday gifting season. I love that. We have Kate Bellman with us, Nordstrom Senior Managing Fashion Editor. And I have to tell Kate right at the top, I just gave a speech a few weeks ago, and Nordstrom's is my go-to. Eileen Fisher dress, knocked them dead. I love, love Nordstrom's in this dress.
Well, Eileen Fisher is a great brand. They always, I mean, go-to, easy. So that's very nice to hear, Kate. Thank you.
So what I love is that we're going to talk about gifts for everybody. And it's, you know, it's super hard for a lot of the men listening to this show to figure out what to get for the women in their lives. And I know that you've got some options for that. You've got options for everything across the board. So what are your top tips for finding the best deals at any budget this season?
You know, Kate, we know that there's something for everyone here at Nordstrom, right? We have the best gifts for everyone you love all in one place. And that means a different price point too, right? So we understand that not everyone you're shopping for comes with the same budget. So we want to make it as easy as possible to, from candles to cashmere, we've got you covered. Our gifting experts are here to help too. Just tell them what you're looking for, give them your budget, and they will find you the right gift.
So let's talk about what I mentioned before, women. What are some of the must-have items for women this season?
You know, for women, my tactic, it's hit that beauty floor. That's my first go-to. We have some great beauty sets for the best of brands like Bobbi Brown, Charlotte Tilbury. It's a great time for women to try out new product, whether it's makeup or fragrance or skincare. We've got them covered in that area. And it's great packaging, too. That's always my favorite. It's festive little packaging, so it makes a no-brainer easy gift. Also, the home area. We have some great home items. It's the time to refresh your home, particularly in color. It's such an important trend within the home space. So it's a great thing that women probably need to refresh, whether it's colorful Estelle glassware or cookware from our place. Inject some color with your gifting this season so that they can update their home. And then lastly, the gift of luxe. It's so important to make that woman in your life feel special. And we have some great, really special pieces from cashmere from Nordstrom made brand to sparkly earrings to a very lavish Dipti candle set. So really pamper that woman in your life this year with a gift of luxe.
We don't want to leave out the men, and I have one of those hard-to-please men in my life, my husband. So what can I get him, and what can the listeners do in that department?
You know, Kate, for me, the men are tricky, but I have the same approach as I do the women. I hit that beauty floor. We have some great grooming items. I know this feels like a little bit outside the comfort zone sometimes for some men. Push them to get there. So we have some great gift sets from brands like Kiehl's, Jack Black. Try out some new skincare, especially through the winter, you know, keep them hydrated. My other favorite gift for men is tech, especially sort of novelty tech ideas, right? Like wireless Bluetooth speakers from Marshall or a nostalgic retro Polaroid camera. It's really all about these kind of quirky, fun, novelty tech items. And then lastly, with the men, get them outdoors. So it's a big, just fashionable trend, period, looking outdoor chic. So from fashionable items like Coach to Barber, if they want to just stay cozy in their cold weather, or if they're really active, we have some great performance gear from brands like Columbia to Nike. And speaking of Nike, you know, I bet every man that we know has a white sneaker in their closet. It's been so essential, but time to push them a little bit forward with a pop of color, a bold red, an olive green. Try something new in their sneaker space this holiday season.
Oh, that's all good stuff. All right, how about recommendations for non-toy ideas for children on the list?
All right, so non-toys, I get it. It is, you know, I think a lot of our kids are probably at capacity with their toys. So we have a lot of novel, fresh ideas. We have plenty of toys in store. We look like Santa's workshop down here. But in case, you know, you're looking for something else, we have, try some festive pajamas. It's a great time of year to everyone in the family, too, to get new pajama sets. We're calling them fam jams. It's a really fun way for everyone to look really festive Christmas morning, particularly the kids. One of my favorite ideas for the kids, though, are DIY or discovery kits and sets. I think it's a great idea to let them unwrap them Christmas morning and then you keep them occupied through the rest of the day doing little science experiments or a little craft project. So some great options there. And then lastly, the kids want to look fashionable too, right? They're just like us. They want to look cool when they go to school. So, you know, keep them sparkly in their footwear from brands like Skechers, or one of my very favorite items we have in store right now is rainbow fuzzy vest from Bowdoin. I wish it came in my size. So some great options for the kids if you're looking for other ideas and toys.
All right. And this is important because, Kate, you know, a lot of people wait till the last minute. So what do you do if you're in that situation?
All right. Never fail. We don't judge. We're here to help. If you wait till the last minute, lean into our services. That's why they're here. We have some fantastic options, particularly if you want to come into the store. Use our gifting experts. You can give them your list and they'll point you in the right direction, or literally hand it over to them and they will run all over the store like little elves finding you everything on that checklist, all of the prices and budget that you have in mind. So use them. They're here. Other great ideas are curbside pickup. You know, we know it's getting cold outside. Maybe you're in a rush to that holiday party. Order your gift online. Text us when you get here. We will run it out to you. And then complimentary gift boxes, right? So maybe you didn't even leave time for wrapping. No problem. We have you covered. Come on in. And, you know, if you purchase a gift in store, you can get a complimentary gift box. So you are all covered. Good to go.
Perfect. So where can our listeners go for more information?
Sure. So Nordstrom.com/gifts. We have all the gifts I mentioned today and more for everyone on your list, as well as come into the stores. You know, we're happy to have customers back in stores. It's feeling festive and really joyful again. And we are here to help. We have our gifting experts who are going to get everything you need to get through this holiday season.
Excellent. Happy holidays. And thanks, Kate.
You too. Thank you, Kate.
I like to call this, if it seems too good to be true, it is. So the story of Elizabeth Holmes, you know who she is, right? You think about it, she went to Stanford and she had 66 non-U.S. patents and 18 patents in her name. The key thing is she duped some really big people and some really big companies in the health world, including Walgreens. And the whole idea was she had this amazing machine that was going to tell us with a simple prick of our finger and looking at our blood what was wrong, only it didn't work. So she was dubbed at one point the world's youngest female self-made billionaire. That was back in 2014. She's 30. And she had Theranos, that was her company. Her stake in it was worth $4.5 billion. She had a deep voice, and she kind of fancied herself a Steve Jobs, you know, wannabe. And she was duping people. So she's pregnant now and married, and she just was sentenced to 11 years on fraud charges. That happened heading into the weekend. And the 11 years are charges of fraud and conspiracy. So she'll get to give birth and spend some time with baby, and then she will begin her prison sentence. She was found guilty on 3 counts of wire fraud, 1 charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. She could have faced way more than that. It could have been 20 years plus. The judge ruled that she would spend 11 years, or if you wanted to break down the months, 135 months in prison. She was also fined $400. She'll face 3 years of supervised release when she completes her prison term. There was even a Hulu series about her that Amanda Seyfried starred in, and she was so good in it. It was called The Dropout. I watched that. And at one point, she was like the wunderkind. Everybody was talking about her. But that finger prick and the minuscule drop of blood, that's all you needed to diagnose cancer or high cholesterol. And that would have revolutionized the healthcare industry. That didn't work out. She sold the idea to private investors. They grew in value to $10 billion, but she could not deliver. They weren't capable of it, so she kept selling the idea, though, and the product, and that was the problem. So she misrepresented the product to investors, advertised their product on false claims, provided doctors and patients with inaccurate, that would be terrible if you were a patient, inaccurate and unreliable tests. So she had a chance to talk to the court before she was sentenced. She took responsibility. She said she loved her team, the business. She called it her life's work. She claimed that they desperately wanted to change the world, but it failed because she had tried to realize her dreams too quickly, and it didn't help. The tears and all of that. She did, it could have gotten more, so maybe it did help. I don't know. She got 11 years. The story everybody's talking about is SBK. Do you know that acronym? Sam Bankman-Fried. He is the FTX founder, and he's regrets bankruptcy filing, supposedly, in his latest interview. That's what he's said, but he's walking back comments all over the place. FTX is the cryptocurrency exchange that declared bankruptcy, and he resigned as chief executive last week, and then he went to the Bahamas. So things are unraveling quickly with what happened here. The thing is, it's the Wild West, and it's not regulated when we talk about cryptocurrency. So he said, Again, he shouldn't have filed for bankruptcy. He said if he hadn't done that, withdrawals would be opening up in a month and customers would be made fully whole. Uh-huh. So he's saying, oh, they're trying to burn it to the ground with the whole bankruptcy thing. But this scandal is unprecedented, some say. Some say it's unprecedented what is happening here. He's trying to find a hole to cover, some kind of foxhole, and it's not opening it up for him. Almonds! We hear they're so good for us. Why? Find out next.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
And the importance of almonds and what they can do for your skin. We've got Shireen Pavlidis with us and Dr. Balachi, and they have quite a resume, both of them. It would take us this whole show to go through it. But you know Shireen from the TikTok channel, Cooking with Shireen. I do really love her stuff. Plus, she's from Voorhees, and I'm from Cherry Hill. And then, you know, Dr. Balachi is a dermatologist with quite a resume, too. So they've teamed up to talk about how almonds can help us when we talk about skin care. We're talking about
nourishment from the inside out. And this is good news, because anything we can do to reduce wrinkles and feel good, I think, is good for anybody listening to this show. So, ladies, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start with the first really question that's on my mind and probably everybody else's, and I'll have you each talk about this. I guess I'm going to start with you, Shireen. What should we be thinking about to improve our skincare routine, and how can food play a role that you've seen, especially since you've teamed up with Dr. Balaji and what you've learned?
Yes, well, you know, you are what you eat. So eating good foods that have good nutrition, that's going to reflect in your skin and, of course, your appearance. Almonds have a good fat, a good for you fat, and you can tell us all the benefits that we're getting. You get the protein, 6 grams of protein.
You have 4 grams of fiber. Mm-hmm. You also get, as Shireen mentioned, you get 13 grams of unsaturated fat, which is that healthy fat, and
good
one
fat.
Gram of saturated fat. Mm-hmm. But you also get vitamin E. You get 50% out of just one serving of your daily consumption of vitamin E. And vitamin E helps with lipid peroxidation. Long name, but it just helps with your cell membranes. It is like anti-aging, helps against free radicals. So I think it's really important to incorporate one serving of almonds into your diet every day, because it improves your gut health. And your gut is always talking to your skin, which is talking to your brain. Just puts you in a really nice mood.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Dr. Balaji, because we hear that about our gut. And so you being the skin expert, you've seen that impact now more, right?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, I'm always talking to my patients about how nutrition can improve their skin conditions. And there are two studies that have shown that when you eat 2 ounces of almonds in postmenopausal women, it showed that it helped decrease their wrinkles. It also helped with uneven skin tone and by improving the hyperpigmentation. And over a 12-week study in Asian women, when they ate 1.5 ounces of almonds, it improved their resistance to UVB light. So I would suggest that everyone, as long as they could tolerate it, eat almonds.
Eat your almonds.
Eat your almonds. I love that. So what's your favorite piece of advice for people who want to cook from scratch or take better care of their skin? I guess the cook from scratch, Shireen, that's your baby. What do you say?
That is my baby, and that's what I encourage on my channel, is for my followers to cook from scratch. It is not hard. You can do it. You will feel like a rock star in your own kitchen. Start with good quality fresh ingredients. There's not much you need to do to it. Let it be the star. Incorporating almonds. Now you have that feel good, delicious crunch. You have that savoriness, that sort of buttery, nutty, that you can now chop. Chop them up, add them to salads, garnish it with a dish. Could be any dish. I like to do it on a stir fry. You could throw them in a food processor, grind them up. I like to sometimes create an almond dust where I'll roast some cauliflower, olive oil, lemon, hit it with almond dust and a little sea salt, and that's now just a really simple dish, very simple, that you've now transformed into a restaurant quality dish simply by adding almonds.
Ooh, almond dust. I scribbled that down in big letters. I'm going to make that today for sure. Dr. Balaji, what about our skin? We are so anxious to do anything we can to work with our skin. What can we do?
Yeah, so with almonds, when you're taking that one serving, you're also getting what we call linoleic acid. So linoleic acid can also help with the moisturization. Now that it is cooler, you want to make sure you're always moisturizing every day. So guess what? You're going to be moisturizing from the inside out. Moisturize from the outside by putting a moisturizer on, and then eat one serving of almonds. Again, full of vitamin E. You're getting that healthy fat, fiber, protein. You can't go wrong with this.
Yeah, it all sounds so good. Shireen, where can our listeners go for more info?
Almonds.com.
Ooh, that's easy. All right, I got to get busy. I don't know if I have time to do this show anymore because you both have given me some homework. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So how about landing the big one? It had nothing to do with almonds, but this is a crazy story. You know when you go by those koi ponds? Come on, you know you've been there, right? Whether it's at a zoo, whether it's at some park, wherever. They pop up sometimes in unusual places. And I've seen some pretty big koi in my life. At the Dallas Arboretum, they have some pretty big koi. I've seen koi at a Sunken Gardens in
St. Petersburg, Florida, just a recent memory, but I've seen them my whole life. Even as a kid, I can remember you would run into these koi ponds. So I was reading a story about this fisherman who landed a 67-pound koi. They're calling it a goldfish because he wants to break the Guinness World Record. But and it could be potentially the world's largest. It's all over the place. I'm sure you could find it. But they're calling this behemoth the carrot. And this came from the waters of Champagne, France, which is one of the world's premier carp fisheries. I don't know, is that fair if you're fishing in a carp fishery? I'm just thinking out loud. Anyway, the carrot was floating around in there, and carrot got hooked. And the specimen is like 20 years old. And so it was introduced to these lakes in this lake area 15 years ago, I guess. It was huge, scary huge. I mean, giant huge. And he said when he hooked it, when it came to the surface, like maybe 30 yards out, he saw it was orange. And then it was like kind of sheer luck. It took 25 minutes to reel the fish in. Carrot weighed 67.4 pounds. Wow. Now that is 30 pounds heavier than what was considered to be the world's biggest goldfish. That was caught in Minnesota by a Minnesota guy 3 years ago. So after landing the prize, he posed for photos, of course. He released the giant, giant fish back into the lake, but then celebrated afterwards. Oh, it's just so crazy to look at the size of this fish. It just almost doesn't look real, but it is real. It's real. I just thinking to myself, if I was swimming and I saw that fish, it would just freak me out to see a fish that big that was that red and just would be like glowing. I'm telling you, in the water. So sometimes you retire and you unretire, and we always talk about famous people doing that, and they're always athletes, right? But what about in the world of business? Bob Iger was the man behind Disney for a long time. And now all of a sudden, and he retired and said, okay, that's it, kids, and Disney was doing well, and then it started to tank. So I think he was begged back. He's going to do it for 2 more years. He comes out of retirement, and suddenly Disney shares were up 6% when the Dow was actually down. So sweeping changes, they're dismantling and reorganizing the company. I mean, at warp speed. And he is going to look for his successor, I guess, in that time period. But he's going to reverse some things that Disney has done, and he's going to add a few things. I mean, look, the company did well when he was there, and so sometimes if you can convince somebody out of retirement that was good at what they did, and like I said, Disney has been struggling lately. Like I was looking at what would break even points be. So for like example, you might have seen something about Avatar 2. Avatar 2, they're really banking on this, Disney is. It needs to rake in $2 billion just to break even. $2 billion. The production budget alone was $250 million. Wow. And they're kind of dancing around the hard number, too, by the way, on that. Good luck. It opens on December 16th. Music means we are out of time for this hour anyway. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work always on the technicals. And all of you for listening to this one. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.